Many of the Westerns churned out in the 1960s and 70s didn't come from Hollywood, but from Europe. Lauren Freyer finds out what happened to the old film sets and to the actors of yesteryear's spaghetti westerns.
If this sounds like a Hollywood Western, that's because it once was. The signs here say Texas, the Yellow Rose Saloon, the First City Bank. But I'm standing in the middle of the Tabernas Desert in southeast Spain, surrounded by old film sets built by Sergio Leone, the Italian master of spaghetti westerns. Hundreds were filmed here in the 1960s and 70s. Clint Eastwood hits like The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly in A Fistful of Dollars. Now it's a theme park where tourists can stroll through a saloon.
Bienvenidos al Yellow Rose Saloon, al Salón de la Rosa Amarilla.
Spend time behind bars in a local jail and reenact a shootout in the town square.
It looks quite authentic. It looks quite like the Wild West, like Arizona a little bit.
My husband's always watched them, yes. So John Wayne's always around, isn't he? Clint Eastwood.
That's tourist Shade Talebi from California and Angela Thorogood from England. Many of the workers here are aging stuntmen who assisted Clint Eastwood back in the day and now perform at children's birthday parties. The same people get shot every day, says actor Jose Francisco Garcia Pascual.
Because this is very, very, very hard work.
Yeah, I imagine.
Yes.
You're killing people every day.
Yeah, every day I kill, yeah. 3-4 persons per day.
In a tiny Spanish village nearby, elderly men trade tales of their glory days in the golden age of westerns. This was considered the Spanish Hollywood, says Jesus Laguna, a former stuntman who still wears a cowboy hat. All types of actors came through here. American Oscar winners, they were all here, but not anymore. A Spanish photographer, Álvaro de Preet, recently spent a month living in this desert, documenting the lives of those left behind.
Es un ambiente melancólico.
It's a melancholy feeling, he says, because their world is finished. It was the golden age of Western films, and now it's an imitation of what it once was. Those left behind here include a member of the Blackfoot Indian Nation, who once worked as a film extra, and a local, Jose Novo, who looks just like the late Henry Fonda. Novo says his mother was friendly with the actor, and he was born exactly 9 months after Fonda was here in 1968, shooting Once Upon a Time in the West. For NPR News, I'm Lauren Freyer in the Tabernas Desert in Almería, Spain.
This is NPR News.